It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack, and health expert, Lisa Davis.
Okay, today's guest, I enjoy having on. I know Lisa and I just enjoyed chatting with them because I actually sidetracked us last time. So today we're going to try and stay on topic, but we're going to have a great time, so stay tuned. So today's guest is Barrett Wirtz. Now, he was recently the style and grooming director at Men's Fitness Magazine, and then it folded into Men's Journal, and it goes on and on, because he's then gone on and written selections for different men's magazines, Men's Health, Men's Fitness, Men's Journal, Stylecaster. He's just a beauty and grooming expert, has written a bunch of things, but more importantly, started his own website, thegroomingeditor.com, and as I keep going on and on trying to build him up, let's just go right to it. Barrett, thank you for joining Lisa and I today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on again.
You know, I know you know a lot about men's grooming. Some of this will apply to the women listener. But men's grooming, I think when you say the word, everybody thinks it's just shave cream and an aftershave. But there's a lot of important different elements and different ingredients or different categories we should look at. And so do you want to talk about protecting against future damage? Or you want to talk about reversing it first?
Let's talk about protecting. That should be the first step anyway.
You got it. So let's talk about it for a little bit, because what would you consider to be the most important thing to help protect against future damage?
I mean, my number one above all else is always sunscreen. And I think that's something that is so commonly talked about nowadays, but I think a lot of guys don't think of it as important as it truly is. I think with women, oftentimes it's in a cream they're already putting on, or it's, you know, powder in their makeup that they're wearing. But for guys, you know, it's a step that has to be very consciously added to the routine.
It's a good point, because a lot of makeup actually is built in with SPF. And I don't mean just advertise it on the bottle. The colorants itself block some sunscreen, whether it says it or not on the bottle. And us guys are missing that step. And a lot of us are outdoors more, whether it's playing sports or getting out there. I'm not necessarily the biggest sports guy, but, you know, we are outdoors more often. And so applying a sunscreen is very important.
I wholeheartedly agree. I mean, even with, you know, here in New York, if I'm going out to lunch and it's a nice day outside and end up sitting outside for about an hour, if I'm doing that 5 days a week, that's five midday hours of sun you're getting every day, and that damage is just going to add up.
Well, what tips do you have for encouraging men to get a sunscreen and to actually use it?
Well, I think there are so many, the formulations have just been getting better and better and better. And I think there's inexpensive, good formulations that are on the market now that don't feel sticky, don't look chalky, and are, you know, under $15, $20. And if you think about the investment that you're making with that money now to save time on, you know, possible just sun damage, but even as far as skin cancer, it's a worthwhile investment. And I would say it's just you have to build it into the routine, and repetition creates, you know, success. You just, after you shave every morning, you put on your aftershave, you put on a little sunscreen. It's one extra step. You just remind yourself, and eventually it will come second nature, and you'll see, I believe you would see the results in the long term. And I think for a lot of guys, you know, they want the tingle, they want the burn, they want to know something's working right away, but just to trust the professionals before you and believe that this is something that's actually going to benefit you in the long term.
Agreed.
Oh, it really is. You know, I'm thinking too, if you have it lined up, like on a certain shelf, like I'll have certain things that I use and they're right there, and then you just go to it. So you just add that right there. Otherwise, I think if you put it in a drawer, you might forget. Right. I mean, you don't want clutter in your bathroom, but you also want to have those go-to items. And I tell you, I give anything, and I think we talked about this last time, so I won't be a broken record, but I look at my décolletage and I could cry. I mean, I just wish that I had put sunscreen on, you know, when I was younger. I mean, now it's like my religion, but, you know, once the damage is done, luckily there are things like Fraxel and other lasers, but it's expensive and it can be uncomfortable. And like you said, why not prevent? But it is nice that there are some things to fix, but we do want to start with prevention.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Well, let's keep talking about prevention. What about antioxidants?
Well, antioxidants, I think, for me personally, they've just become the new side-by-side partner with sunscreen, because antioxidants, they help with the damage that you're going to get from the environment. Not the UV rays, but the pollution and the environmental stressors that are going to be thrown at you every day. Walking outside and there's potential radiation that's coming from all these devices. And I believe that antioxidants just going on under a sunscreen just help to combat both levels of damage that we can be getting into living today's lifestyle that we're living.
I'm with you, because they'll neutralize the free radicals, and free radicals are going to continue robbing from the other healthy cells. So I believe in them a lot. I think a lot of people overlook antioxidants. What's your go-to or your favorite antioxidant product or ingredient?
I mean, the editors, just every editor I've ever talked to or read loves the SkinCeuticals, C.E. Ferulic. It's sort of the standard in the industry, but I am loving the new Is Clinical, the Gen X, their antioxidant. You feel that a little bit more than I think you feel the CE Ferulic, but either one of those are typically the ones I would grab first and foremost.
Both good products, yes.
Yeah, I think they're just wonderful, but if guys that are listening that are like, I'm not going to spend over $100 on something I'm going to put on my face that's an ounce. There's the new brand, The Ordinary, has, I promise I'm not being a commercial for any of these people, but The Ordinary just offers a lot of these really great formulations for a lot less. I mean, pennies on the dollar to what the other products cost. They've actually kind of revolutionized the game that now everybody's going to have to keep in mind.
Oh, that's interesting. No, I think it's great when you give product names. I think it's really helpful for me, David, and the listeners. You know, I actually heard that antioxidants can help prevent from sun damage. David, as a, scientist type guy, is this?
It is. And I think what Barrett is saying is you need a sunscreen and an antioxidant. They go together.
Of course,
and so,
yes,
they can help the damage. As you start getting damage, it's just going to get worse and worse. So it's a way to help slow it down. And you hit on some good brands with it, and it doesn't have to be expensive. You did mention also they're 1 ounce. And so a lot of these products, you can use a drop or two, and that 1 ounce serum can last you 3 months easily. I got to admit, I use them up a little bit faster. One of my favorites is also vitamin C, and it's difficult to stabilize, but if you can get an L-ascorbic acid or a pure form of vitamin C, it's a great antioxidant as well. It can help with collagen levels, help firm up the skin. So these are some great ingredients to look at. And I know I wanted to cover on prevention, but we're going to run out of time in just a minute. So I wanted to go talk about recovery and reversing it. So let's stay with prevention. And Barrett, we're going to invite you back to talk about how to reverse the damage. And now we've got a topic for the next time you're on. Now you're stuck. You're committed.
Fantastic. I could talk about this all day.
We love having you on, and you're so much fun to talk to. So we've got about a minute left. So let's continue talking. So for our listeners, a sunscreen is going to be important, an antioxidant. Maybe you can look for multifunctional products that have them built in. Is there a favorite moisturizer you have that has some of these?
Well, as far as the moisturizers that I always think the antioxidant is best in its purest, most concentrated form. So I tend to do two separate products. But with sunscreens, I always look for the two individual ingredients that will both sit on the skin and penetrate the skin. So a chemical and a physical or mineral combination in sunscreens, personally.
Perfect. You could even mix it in the palm of your hand and create a cocktail. For more information, for more suggestions, visit thegroomingeditor.com. Barrett's a lot of fun to have on, so we're going to have him on again and talk about how to reverse some of the damage in the future. I'm David Pollack with my co-host Lisa Davis. We want to thank you for joining us. And if you have a question about beauty, visit justaskdavid.com. Once again, thank you for joining us.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit GabRadioNetwork.com.